Sagt der Elgemischne weiter, man sagt es Bechayreis, Perik Dalad Mishnei, und nicht als Charei, Lias Raya Bechayreis. This person charges to check the mumim, the blemishes for Bechayreis. Like the Mishnah, even if he says that it's a mum, ain't Sheikh den Alpiv. We won't check the Bechar based on what he tells us. How do we know that he's being honest? Maybe he's telling us we can check it because of the money that he's getting. El imken, unless he's a mumcha, he's an expert, appointed, approved, and he's like ke ayala biyavna, like ayala in Yavna. Says the Batanura, this is the name of a chacham adar biyavna, the lashon of the Batanura, v'chaserhu v'lay nechshad bekach. He wouldn't change his psak based on money, and he always got the same schar, whether he says it's a balmum or he says it's not a balmum, and you can't shecht it. So again, normally we say if someone takes money, you can't trust his psak. Elim kenai se mumcha, unless he was such an expert, kayala biyavna, shehetiru lechacham chazal were matir for him, liyas noitel to take. This was the amount of money they were matir for him to take. Arba isares, four isers, bebehemadak, if he had to check out sheep or goats, small behemites, v'shisha begas, and six isers, if he had to check out a large animal, which obviously would be a little harder. Bein tamim, now, whether his psak was that the bchar does not have a mum and it can't be shechted, or that it does have a mum and it could be shechted, he always got the same amount. So, quick chazara on our mishnah: if someone takes char for checking out bchayrais, we can't trust him. We can't shecht unless he's a mumcha like ayala biyavna. Chazal knew he's not going to change his psak because of money. And anyway, he got the same amount, and there was a certain amount that was set aside for him. The Chazal said four isarais for a behemadaka, six for a behemagasa. Behemagasa is much harder to check. Why was it harder to check? Because you had to get it to go down to the ground and to bend down and to check the mum. There were certain parts of the behemah you couldn't check it unless somehow you got the behemah to lay down. With a behemagasa, that was not very easy. Lemaisa, the main reason Chazal trusted him, even if he takes money, because it made absolutely no difference whether we heard what we wanted to hear, and that is that it has a moment you can shecht it, or whether we heard what maybe somebody did not want to hear, that it was a tam, and therefore he couldn't shecht it yet. Regardless, he got the same amount of money. So he's a chassid, he's trusted, he's a mumcha, he gets the same amount, whether yes or no, so Chazal let this go. Nastamaza, even though a person gets the same amount, he still may have a will to satisfy his customer, say what the customer wants to hear. But with Ayala, they didn't have that chashash. The Batanur says an interesting thing. From here, the Rambam understands that a shoycher who shechts with the rabbim, it's better he shouldn't get paid. Or if he does get paid, he should get paid. Whether or not the shechita works out, even if it turns out the animal dies without shechita or it's treifa, he should get paid the same amount as if it's kosher. Just like we say this for someone who sees the bchar, the mum of the bchar, we should say the same thing for a shaychid. It can't be that he only gets paid if the shechita comes out good, because then how can we trust him that a taka came out good?